Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Take 10. We come to you every week with a look at a mental health related issue and caregiving and deal with the kind of complex issues that come out of that. I'm Ron Aaron. Our co-host today, Dr. Jamie Heisman. Dr. Heisman is Chief Compassion Officer for WellMed Medical Management. He's a leading authority on caregiver burnout, compassion fatigue, and related addictions. He is known nationally for his work, and we're delighted to have him with us. And our co-host today, filling in for Carol Zernial, is Peaches Hall. Peaches is the director of the Doris Griffin Senior Center in San Antonio. She's been there for some 10 years, and prior to that, she managed a memory care center, and she's quite used to working with both people dealing with memory issues and with their caregivers and loved ones. And Peaches, you had a great topic for Take 10 today. You said that recently your husband's heart failure worsened and suddenly you were thrust into 24/7 caregiving, and it was quite a struggle. Talk to us about that.
So sometimes you think you have things under control, and sometimes you don't realize when you're out of control. And in that out of control time is when I realize I don't reach out for help. So I have to back up and make sure that I'm asking for help when I need it. But he was in the hospital for 19 days. And at one point they were telling me to start looking for nursing homes. And I am telling you, that is like the worst thing you could ever hear. So he's doing much better now. He's not where he was, you know, but he's doing much better. But I am telling you, during that time, you can feel yourself getting out of control. You can feel yourself not handling it well. And it's also a part of you that gets angry. So a lot of that all came together. And right now I work through that, you know, every day. I want to make, and it's wonderful to come back to work because people put their arms around you and tell you they're here for you. And sometimes when you are drowning, you don't want to hear that. But when you get back to the part where you're treading water, it's a comfort.
What would trigger your anger?
Well, telling me he's going to a nursing home. Telling me, and in my heart, I knew he wasn't ready. Telling me because he's on a medication that no one else can handle except four nursing homes in town. And so I'm thinking to myself, what? Even though this is happening to somebody else, I find myself saying, why didn't I catch this sooner? He had fluid in his lungs. Why didn't I realize that? Why didn't I sense it? We've been through this before. Well, it manifests itself in a different way. It didn't show. There was a whole lot of why didn't I, why didn't I, why didn't I? Well, I should have called the doctor, and they're all on speed dial, and God forbid they don't take my call. I'm at their home. So, you know, you have to make sure that you have to really give yourself a break.
Dr. Jamie, I hear a little guilt there.
I do too, and it's natural. It's naturally what caregivers think. Peaches is wonderfully vulnerable and very honest and authentic, and I really admire that Peaches is always about you, that you're able to talk about real feelings and real life issues. Guilt is obviously when somebody or something or an incident takes over your head and rents space there, right? And this is the exact thing we were talking about last week about complex trauma. It's usually a childhood response. It's usually the way we were raised in some ways to think that we had to be perfectionists, and perfectionism becomes the enemy of good. I think what Peaches is saying, it makes great sense to all of our listening audience because, you know, at the end of the day, we just have to be able to understand our own selves, because caregiving, just like what Peaches is going through, is going to hit us, right? I don't have to repeat Rosalind Carter. You either are a caregiver, going to be a caregiver, you know, or you need care. You know, whatever the Rosalind said, which was so prophetic, is that we need to take our oxygen first, like the book I wrote said with Lisa, and say, look, we are going to get angry when we're a caregiver. We're going to be mad at the system. You know, it's not going to work. Skilled nursing, assisted living, that got Peaches in an uproar. But then in our minds, we are going to be our worst parent, our own judge, you know, executioner type of thing. That if we can just start taking care of ourselves as a prevention measure, even before we're a caregiver, during a caregiver, we're going to have grace and compassion. We're going to have forgiveness for ourselves. We're going to understand that those shoulda, couldas, and wouldas that Peaches are bringing up, which is in all of our minds because it's the child mind, is going to pop up. But I guess what? I know Peaches well enough to know that Peaches probably did the best she could humanly do in the moment that she did it. And none of the second guessing is going to matter one bit.
So Peaches, for you, what were the biggest struggles? Tell me in just a moment. And for those of us who may have just joined us, I want to let you know you're listening to Take 10. I'm Ron Aaron, along with Dr. Jamie Heisman. The Peaches we're talking with is Peaches Hall, our co-host today. And Peaches, you spend your day at the Doris Griffin Senior Center, not only working with folks who come there, but often with their caregivers as well. You've been around caregiving for a whole lot longer than most of us have been alive, and yet suddenly you're a 24/7 caregiver. What were your struggles?
You know, I had to find some more compassion. Dr. Jamie, you're correct. I was at the hospital, and of course, the dietary part was driving me crazy. And they're so short on staff that I was the chief bed changer and getting him into the shower and doing that. Now, I would have done that anyway, but it saddens me because who was doing that for the other rooms? And it's not at just the hospital I was at. It's all hospitals. And so I was carrying this around for, I don't know, 16 days. And I went down I just said to the staff, I'm going to run down, get a cup of decaf, and I'll be right back. So when I got there and they told me they don't have decaf, I'm like, who doesn't have decaf? How does that work? This is, 10 o'clock at night. Why don't you have decaf? So the next morning I saw a doctor that was in line and I said, you probably don't want to hear this. But, and then I went off on the sodium amount in there and everything. And he took me to dietary and tried to be nice, but they were saying whatever they had to say to get, and I thought to myself, oh my gosh. And when I got back up and brought my own decaf from the house and sat down, and the doctor that was making rounds was the doctor I just yelled at. So,
Oh, karma is a problem, isn't it?
It is. It bit you in the butt really bad.
Peaches, I'm only kidding. I can tell you this, and Ron is facilitating this conversation, but you work at one of the most fabulous places. Doris Griffin, who the place is named after, is one of the most, I think, grounded individuals I've ever worked in senior care. And to be frank with you, what she does, and she's very good about this, and I mean, her own self, and you're extraordinarily good, is you're laying out boundaries. So right now, when you become a caregiver, it's a time when we have to get boundaries out there. You're a phenomenal advocate. And obviously, you went one step further. And every time you went one step further and paid it forward, you went to the nutrition or the diet person, you changed the system, which is a great way to deal with anger, by the way, is to lean in, pay it forward. But also, what you've done here is you've really shown the system, and yes, we do need to advocate, unfortunately, really hard because we don't have enough of that, but you've shown the system that you care and that you care, your husband matters, that the advocacy that this man next to you needed was done by you. And that changes the hospital system. And so I think that the power is within us, and thank gosh you're running the Doris Griffiths Center, because you're in the shadow, or you are creating the shadow now for others with her legacy. So, wow. You're doing great. Keep changing those hospital systems. Keep making that nutrition work. But also take care of yourself and take that energy and embrace yourself like you're the parent. You're the caregiver for Peaches.
We tend to think that it's an isolated case where someone like Peaches suddenly gets thrown into caregiving. And yet, Dr. Jamie, I would submit to you that very often that's the norm. That suddenly the call comes from the ICU. By the way, your mom's here, your dad's here, your uncle's here, your cousin's here. We need you here right now. And suddenly you're a caregiver.
So true. And I'll leave you with this because I know time is short. So my wife, my ex-wife, who we're best friends today, she went to recovery. She's got 14 years clean. She became a caregiver of herself through sobriety. Why do I say that? Well, she had to stop drinking, and she had to take care of her mind, her body, and spirit. She tells me today, as she takes care of her 91-year-old father, that was the greatest preparation she could have possibly done for all the complex trauma, all the childhood things that are popping up. She's up there in Amelia Island taking care of her dad. But by taking care of herself first, I want caregivers to hear this, by being our own caregiver first, because you're right, Ron, it's inevitable, right? We're going to all of a sudden hear that call. We're going to have to take care of our loved one. But if you can do it first, get peace and serenity, emotional regulation, be on two feet, you'll be able to handle it. But if you go into dysregulated on one leg, you may blow over. So take your oxygen first.
And we're going to pause and stop right there. Thank you, Dr. Jamie. Peaches, thank you for sharing that story. We really appreciate it. And thanks to you for listening. I'm Ron Aaron. We'll join you again next week on Take 10.